Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media with Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on November the 26th. I hope you can get your roly-poly little bodies going after Thanksgiving, like me and Bad Bob. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. At least I am. I was. I am. Hey, good morning. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and were able to see family and friends, and that you had a good day. I really do. A lot of things happened over the weekend. A lot of things happening this week. Today we have Lieutenant General Frank Labuti will join us at the 8 o'clock hour, and Lieutenant General Labuti headed up the infrastructure and the cyber warfare stuff at the Department of Homeland Security. Plus, he was the New York Police Department's counterterrorism expert. And among other things in his life, he has been very, very involved in our country, of course, over about 36 years of being in the Marine Corps, heavily decorated. And if I can say this, a personal friend of mine. And so we kind of ran into each other over about a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, now here's a man that can talk about what's happening in the future, can talk about cyber attacks, can talk about what we might need, what the military might be facing here in the next 4, 5, 6 years. But before we do that, I got Bad Bob's going to give me the weather.
Yes, indeed, Carl. We've got, pretty nice weather today, but that's going to change. Plenty of sunshine and a high of 66. 42 for a low tonight. And then as we start looking out a little bit further, we got rain on tap for starting late tomorrow night. And it's going to hold all the way up to the weekend, so it might be a little bit damp for the Christmas parade, but that's never slowed them down. Currently in Reading, we show 40 degrees. The report always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right, Anselmo Vineyards. They had music up there Saturday this week. Of course, they have brunches starting on Tuesday and dinners, and brunches during the week and then dinners. Of course, Thursday night is pizza night, horseback rides. Sporting Clays, they've got a lot of stuff going on up there at Anselmo's, 474-5546. Okay, let's go to Susan Eastman of our Wells Fargo Advisors. Susan, good morning. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you, I did. I hope you did as well. Stocks are giving up some of last week's gains this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 71 points at 12,940. The S&P 500 is off 6 points at 1403, and the Nasdaq Composite is down 3 points at 2964. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Nokia, down 9 cents, trading at $3.47. Bank of America, off 6 cents at $9.84. Boston Scientific, positive 21 cents, trading at $5.80. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, Walmart down 64 cents at $69.55, Costco down $1.16 at $96.71 per share, Target off 93 cents at $63.55. Looking to the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.66%. And over to commodities, gold is down 90 cents, trading at $1,750 per ounce, silver up a penny at $34, crude oil off 9 cents at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They are located at Park Marina Drive, of course, in Reading. And then give them a call at 243-7561 for some great advice. You know, you can see the market goes up and down. And what do you do with your investments? Is gold and silver a good idea? What are other things going on? Well, Susan and Josh and Kathy and Chris can tell you about that. All right. Bad Bob, I want to take mm-hmm. just a moment here, and I want to, you know, remember. I want to put out a our thoughts and prayers are going to my brother-in-law, Steve Thomas. His father passed away yesterday, 93. Dr. Thomas had a brood of like six children, all successful, all of them college degrees. Steve, my brother, is brother-in-law is a doctor. They have two retired Army officers in the family.
Wow.
They have nurses. They have teachers. I mean, it's a and Dr. Thomas, like I said, just passed away yesterday. So our thoughts and prayers go out to my sister and my brother-in-law, Steve and Sandy. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back here. We got lots of things to talk about. I mean, lots of things to talk about, including what happened on Thanksgiving and my depression at one point. Yes, we'll be back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Whoa, have a great day.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Big week this week. A lot of things going on, including the Christmas parade on Saturday. It's 7:15 in the morning. Phone calls here at 530-605-4567. Okay, let me tell you about Thanksgiving. First of all, my in-laws are just great people. You know, Linda spent most of the week down there helping them get ready. And I pull in there Wednesday. And now Tom is ready for a week and a half. I mean, the table is set. There's 15 places there. He's got everything out. He's got tables with the hot and the heating pads and the warming areas with the names of what everything is that goes there. All right? I mean, really, with the name. Okay, the baked yams goes here. The turkey goes here. The smoked turkey goes here. The ham goes here. I mean, so getting up early, oh, dark 30 on Thanksgiving, I'm making dressing according, you know, I follow the recipes, and I make wassail. Have you ever had wassail? Wassail? It's a drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and no wassailing. Yeah, wassailing. Okay, there's no alcohol in it, and it just disappeared. Everybody just drinking it. It wasn't until later I realized I hadn't quite followed the recipe, but it was still okay. All right, so here we have Thanksgiving. Everybody's joyful. Everybody is having a great time. Everybody's getting along. You know, future in-laws are there. Everybody. And then somebody at the table who hasn't had a job ever, who's 31.
Never goes to school.
Well, you know. Professional goes to school. Goes to school and plays video games all the day.
At 30.
Turned to me and told me that he had voted for President Obama.
Oh, dear.
I looked at him.
The perfect Democrat.
And I looked at him, and I said to myself, my God, you canceled my vote. I said to myself, I wasn't going to get in an argument. You know, hey, you know, so maybe there's not everything working here. Now, you know, Judy Salter cancels my vote. You know what? That's okay. If, you know, if other people I know cancel my vote because they're knowledgeable, productive people. This guy. No. At least not yet. Maybe someday. Okay. Moving on. So, of course, we have to go get the Christmas tree. Are you ready for this? Nobody's heard this story yet.
Oh, the river. The
Mike
river.
And Bertha Michelak, really good friends of ours. Mm-hmm. We go up to their place, up in Antelope Creek, up past Weed. And then we're out there. We're looking for that. You know, we've got our permits to cut the tree. And we see a forest ranger. He says, hey, going up these other side roads. So, I mean, we're up at 8,000 feet. I have already found the perfect tree. But we go up and we find the tree. This is the tree we need. So between us, Mike and I cut it down with our saws. If we'd had a chainsaw, I'd probably been smarter. You know my truck, my mm-hmm. F-150 with the long bed.
Yeah.
Didn't even get close to holding this tree. we have the tree tied in. And now we've got it home. Okay, let's just take it through the back gate. And then through the French doors that open really wide. Well, we're trying to get it out of the truck. Well, Linda can't handle the top of it. And I'm just, you know, in the base of the tree is just whipping me. But I'm getting it out. I said, oh, well, we can do this. Well, the guy across the street who is recovering from something comes over and he says, let me help. Oh, great. I said, okay, hop in there. And he did. We got it down our alley. And leaned it up. We could not get it through the gate. And we're not strong enough, just the two of us, to get it up over the fence. So now we have a 842-foot, you know, what? It's some kind of thing where the, you know, the needles point up and it's, you know, silver.
Silver
the
tip.
Silver tip.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
Is there. Laying up against the, you know, tied to the house. And so today we're going. You know what? There could be a bear in that tree. I'm not kidding you. There could be a bear in that tree. Now, how many others have gone out and cut trees, and when you come home, you can't get it into your backyard because the gate's not big enough? I may have to put a new gate in. We've already broken down half the fence trying to get it in there by pushing it through.
Oh, and this thing's going to fit in the house.
I'm sitting there. Well, part of it will. Do you want 5 feet of tree? I can give it to you because that's I mean, we still got plenty left over, it appears. Oh, yeah. Oh, that, yeah. Hey, well, what do you think? Do you think that's going to be big enough? Oh, yeah, I think it'll be big enough.
Come July, friends, when you're visiting, will say, why is there a hole in your ceiling, Carl?
Tomorrow, we get Linda back in here. She's right now watering the tree, I think, because it sucks up enough water. The water table is going to go down an inch. All right. I don't know if anybody else has done this before. We're driving home. I mean, you know, we're looking at other people's trees, and I'm looking at them going, sissy tree. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I do have to check the tree. Yeah, there could be squirrels on it.
You have fur envy. Is that the
No? What is that? Silver? It's silver. Was it silver tip envy?
Yeah. Pine needle
you know
envy,
what?
Yeah.
You want silver tip envy? You come over to our house because, and not only that, but I know that what this means is, once we get it in the house and it's standing up there and it's taking half of the living room, you know? Did you see? Did you see Christmas? The Christmas Vacation with the Griswolds?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we are.
Please tell me that you're not going to flock it.
No, please. I've already been flocked.
No, please tell me you're not going
to just cutting it down and trying to get it into the truck is enough flocking for me.
They're not going to take this beautiful tree and cover it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, we would never do that. The tree is absolutely too beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. We got to take a break. I hope you. Does anybody else go through this, or is it just me? Is it just me? Because Lindick says this is really a good looking tree. This is it.
This is the.
It was, as soon as she says this is it, I just got out the saw and
the
shut
heavenly
up.
Chorus. Yes,
it was. There was like writing in the sky. We'll be right back. Hey, when I come back, I want to talk about McCain. I want to talk about. You know, how much is the 12 Days of Christmas? And I want to talk about Dr. Jen Powers. You know, we had her on the show, and there was an article in the newspaper that, you know what, they were not talking to the Jen Powers that I know. Or if they were, they left out a whole lot of stuff about what the county's done for. You get this little thing, oh, it's just a little $80 permit. Oh, it's across the counter. Everything's okay. You know, it left out the part where they had told her to spend $50,000 at upgrading her business because she had this business license, and they didn't give it to her, and then put a lien against her property. They don't say anything about that. Where is that in the paper? We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a tree.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 725 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there like we did the other day. Great coffee. Man, they fix it just the way you want it. Got Jack Frost coffee and pumpkin spice and all that. Then, of course, the best prices on tobacco products in the city of Reading. You're not gonna beat them anywhere. Right there, veterans get discounts, my friends. And Joe and Shelley have done a whole lot for this community over the last 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. All right, what else is going on? Okay. John McCain says that he's willing to listen to Susan Rice explain her positions, but however, his big push is he wants to have Obama explain to the American people what happened in Benghazi. I mean, truly, the President of the United States say on this day they flew into Benghazi. I'd like to see a timeline from the president and just say, okay, this is what happened. This is what we saw. You know, because things have been redacted out of that. Petraeus, who is probably the expert on it, gets caught on fooling around, which leads to another question there. But let's go on. But so he says, I'm willing to listen to Susan Rice. So I would say Susan Rice might be in the running for the Secretary of State. Now, somebody said John Kerry may be up there for the Secretary of Defense. John Kerry, who threw his medals over the wall. John Kerry, who said that if you're in Iraq, it's because you're stupid. This is the John Kerry that's going to be leading the Department of Defense. Do they really, really mean that? Is Obama so far detached from the military, which I believe, or does he have just disdain for military? Is he really going to nominate John Kerry? I mean, that's what I remember about John Kerry. We're over there fighting, and he says something that, hey, you know, you guys could be in college. If you're not in college, because you're too stupid, you'd be over in Iraq. And of course, then all the YouTube stuff, and guys were holding up, you know, misspelled words saying, hey, I'm in Iraq, and you spelled Iraq wrong, you know, these kind of things. This is John Kerry, the one who throws his medals over the wall. Anyway, maybe that's just a rumor. Okay, how about this? Bert and Ernie's has shut down. Bert and Ernie's.
So goes another Reading icon.
Well, you know, Bert and Ernie's. I mean, I know where Bert and Ernie's is. It's right next where we go do our mail stuff. I've never been in there.
That building has a history.
Well, it does. And he says, hey, we're not as bad as it seems. Just if there's a big, you know, if crowds there, crowds have fights. He says, now when the crowds move away, he says we're not losing money, but we're not making enough money. It's not worth it. So they shut down Bert and Ernie's and cleaned it out. Bert and Ernie's. Have you ever been there?
Yes, well, in that building, at one time, KPAC Radio was housed there. KIXE-TV was housed in that same building.
It used Bert and Ernie's?
Yes, and then Bert and Ernie's. The building used to be a meat locker back in the day, a long time ago.
You mean like meat?
Okay. Yeah. They had a big freezer back there. My office, when it was KPAC, was in the meat locker. And on a warm day, it was not where you wanted to be. Because in spite of the fact it hadn't had anything in it for decades, that scent would still be in the wood.
It still permeates everything.
Yeah.
Okay, we had another moment of silence this week. Last night, in fact. I ate the last Hostess cupcake. I had gone out and bought them after Hostess shut down. I went out and bought, and there was none in there. I bought like six Hostess cupcakes. I guess I could have frozen them and saved them so that every year on the anniversary of the fact the union shut down Hostess.
After
90-something years. And to say the unions did shut down Hostess. I mean, you can go back and look at it. Even the people that, you know, believe that unions are still up there and we need unions, said, no, you know, the unions made a mistake on this. They didn't believe Hostess would shut down. Well, I tell you what. My dad used to go and work. My dad worked for Swift and Company, and they would send dad to plants that were having problems, and dad would either fix them or they'd shut them down. He went to the place in Nashville, Tennessee. The union was fighting with the management and said, hey, we're going to strike unless you do this. And dad, who had been there a week, goes in front of, he calls a meeting for all the workers. He stands, this is the way it is. He says, this is how much money we make here. This is it. This is what happens if we give you everything you're asking right here. He says, we're going to shut it down. He says, and frankly, I'm just renting a house here. So it's up to you. And the union workers looked at it, and union management said, oh, no, he doesn't mean it. Well, they had looked at my father and said, yeah, he means it. So they did not vote for that. And they were able to keep that plant open another 5 years, working with the union rank and file, not necessarily the union leadership. All right, got to take a break. Come back, Urban Fuss is here. We're going to talk about the parade, and then we're going to go on to some other things before we have Lieutenant General Frank Labuti joining us at the top of the hour. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Fox Business Network stocks are down in early trading as investors focus their attention on budget negotiations both in Europe and here in the U.S. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 60 points. Meanwhile, ConocoPhillips is planning to sell its 8.4% stake in the North Caspian Sea production agreement to ONGC Videsh for roughly $5 billion. The oil giant says it's already notified its co-venturers as well as government authorities in Kazakhstan. ONGC Videsh is the international arm of oil and natural gas in India. And if the 364 items in the 12 days of Christmas are on your shopping list, expect to pay $107,300 this year. That's according to PNC Wealth Management's Christmas Price Index, which shows a more than 6% increase from last year. The seven swans and six geese will set you back the most because the drought caused bird prices and feed to soar. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reddy and Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reddy and Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill or around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5 or visit their website at readyandharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reddy and Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Why go to Shasta Gas Propane? It's because very competitive pricing. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Discounts for seniors and discounts for veterans. Locally owned, family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. What else could you possibly want? You got to make sure you're warm this winter. Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Okay, our guest. Now, don't be scared of that microphone there. Is Urban Fust, who is the dean of radio here in the North State.
My goodness, I wouldn't say that, but wow. I was in radio for a long time, as Bob Belongi over there knows.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you have been in so many things. I mean, you're big in the air show. Every other year, right?
I work with the air show.
But I see you. You're kind of like the face that we see coming in here. But that's especially right. What you're in here today, of course, is the Christmas parade.
The Christmas parade. I'm very involved in the Christmas parade.
You are. I mean, you managed to not only get Bob and Brenda Belongi out there, but somehow you've got Linda and I out there on the street corner announcing.
Yeah, so, and we're looking forward to it, as a matter of fact.
Well, we are.
Thanks
too.
To you, Carl and Linda, for doing it, and you're going to enjoy it. This will be the first time you've done the Christmas parade, and I guarantee you, you'll enjoy it. It's such a festive evening, full of lights and fun, and people just having a good old Christmas time. That's the good thing about it.
Well, it is. You know, we've been out there and watched it, of course. It's just down the street from where we live, essentially. And it is a great time, and people take so much effort to put this on, and it's absolutely free.
It's free, yes.
Absolutely free.
Everybody that enters the parade, it costs you $20 to get in the parade, but that's not a big fee,
no.
You know. It helps to keep the thing going. We have a budget that is rather small compared to most enterprises around town, and we managed to do it with a very little amount of money, which is good because we make it cheap for people to get in, and it sometimes, of course, the floats that they put together are not cheap. They put a lot of money into some of those floats.
They're beautiful floats.
They're beautiful, yeah.
You could take them anywhere.
Anywhere, in any parade.
That's right. Well, the parade starts on California Street.
Yep, at Tehama.
And heads toward Sacramento.
Makes a little turn there at Sacramento to the east.
And heads down toward Pine Street.
Makes another turn to the north again.
There you go. And then ends on
Yuba Street.
So you've got the whole downtown area really to be on California Street and Sacramento Street and Pine Street to see this. This
and,
is great.
And we have about 10,000 people that show up for that parade.
And if you go down to the corner of Sacramento and California, you're going to probably see Linda and I someplace.
Yep. You'll be right in front of Foundry Square there.
There you go. And there you go. Bad Bob, where are you going to be?
We, for the fourth year, will actually have the honor of kicking off the parade there, California at Shasta Street, and or California at
Tehama.
At Tehama. And it is just, it's a gas, the energy, the feel, the Christmas spirit, it really does kick you into high gear for Christmas. We'll have the big tree inside and all that, and the kids are just hyped up, the adults are smiling, it's a great event.
And it goes rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
So if it looks like it could
rain or clear.
Rain or
not much
rain,
shine.
Okay.
Yeah,
rain or
guess,
clear.
I guess
if
so.
It looks like it might rain, then you just put on your rain stuff and bring an umbrella, and because the bands are still banding, the baton twirlers are still twirling.
The clowns are
still clowning.
You want to see something cute? Look at a Buckeye cutie.
Yep, they're in the parade.
They're in every parade. You know what?
In every parade.
That last group of them, the 3-year-olds,
right.
And one of them's marching, going, "I don't like this. I don't like this. I don't like this." You can see it in their face, and they're just because they're looking around, going, "I cannot wait to get these on."
Little troopers, you know.
Little troopers. That's
they
right.
have been in this parade for I don't know how many years. Many, many, many
Probably
years.
Probably their mothers were in it,
and yeah, that could very well be. And I'll tell you what, we have when it starts to get a little bit on the inclement side, the weather, we have people that at the last minute say, I'm not going to do this, and they'll pull out. The Buckeye Cuties always roll.
They're toughies.
Tough.
They're toughies. Now, how many people do you, how many entries have,
we have 106 entries this
year.
Oh
my gosh. Yep. How is that? About the same every year?
It varies from about 90 to about 120.
Okay.
And this year is 106 is about right. It should be somewhere around 110. That means the parade will be not too long and not too short.
There you go. And you all keep them spaced out. Now, how do you keep control? Wait a minute. We've got to take a break. We'll come back from that. How do you control all these? Is what I'm getting at. How do you control a parade? Now, I know how we did it in, when I had a Marine unit. I put Marines out everywhere with radios next to people that were in charge so we could keep things moving like that, when we got involved in one of these one time. But I just want to hear how you all keep it moving when we come back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Irwin Fust is our guest, and we're talking about the one and only Christmas parade, the downtown Christmas parade here in Redding. We'll be right back.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take Mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey there, Papa Bear. You exercising with dinner plates?
Well, Sugar Bear, I'm working out to improve my intake capacity.
Your intake capacity? What does that mean?
Well, with our breakfast, lunch, and dinner portions so enormous that I just can't finish them in one sitting. So I'm working on my intake capacity.
Papa Bear, you don't need to eat it all in one sitting. In fact, at the Black Bear Diner, we want our guests to sit down for as long as they want, enjoy their families as much as their food, and if they have plenty of our homestyle comfort food left over to take home and enjoy again, well, that's great.
Ooh, that's a relief. I'm exhausted. And I broke four plates.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carlton in the bottom. 7:45 in the morning on the 26th of November, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. KCNR 1460, and we're in our chat room, and they're talking about the fire tax and what you can do about that. We'll address that later. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Is your heating system ready for the winter? Yes, okay, I know, you know, remember last week when it got down into the 40s and all the rain? Yes, I realize it's 67 or it's 70, and maybe you don't need it today, but it's going to start raining again Wednesday. So it's going to get cold again, and so you're going to need that. So give Alliance Heating and Air a call, 221-2642. They take great pride in the fact that they not only install high-quality equipment, but they take care of every type of heating system. That's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Go to homecomfort.org, which is their website. They have been in business since 1992. So give them a call, 221-2642. They support the station. We support them. All right, Urban Fust.
Yes.
How do you control 120 trade entries, who, by the way, most of them are independent kind of thinkers anyway?
Yeah, they are, especially when they start to line up, and they're all looking for their place where they stage, and everything is it looks like a million chickens in a chicken coop going in different directions. But after a while, it all settles down. Everybody knows where their staging area is, and we have parade marshals at each one of the staging areas that know which number goes next. And surprisingly, it goes rather smoothly. We have the a small staging area, and we cram a lot of people in there.
I know. I've been. I've seen people building
their floats right
until
there.
The last minute. I mean, I'm hearing saws. I'm hearing, you know, drills going, and then
that's right.
Off they go, lights and everything. People hanging on, like, you know, at the very last second.
Isn't that typical American last minute?
Hey,
my goodness!
But they always look good.
They always look good. Yeah. But anyway, we have all these marshals that get them into the parade from their staging area at a certain point, and then we have good old Joe Marciano, who's the kind of the head of the parade, standing out there on the corner of Tehama and California and directing which one goes next. And surprisingly, I say that, surprisingly, every number goes, and it works.
Yeah. I mean, it has all the time. Now, this is the 2012 Reading Trade Club Lighted Christmas Parade, and that's important because the whole thing is everything's got
lights lighted.
On it. If it's walking, it's got lights.
If anything that's on the street, walking or rolling, has to have lights. And now with the new LED lights that you can buy rather cheaply some places, and stick a battery in your pocket, it's not hard to be all lit up, so to speak.
Oh, yeah, a battery in your pocket there to keep you lit.
Yep, that's exactly right. And now with that,
you know,
it's going to be easier.
Bob must be using that. He's lit up half the time in there. So
this is our 30th anniversary, as a matter of fact.
30th?
30 years, yeah.
Wow.
I've been working this parade every year for all those 30 years. We started out on Park Marina Drive.
What did you do, start when you were five?
I wish. But we started out on Park Marina Drive, and it was a nice route, but it got awfully dark down there on Park Marina Drive, and there are no lights down
Park
there.
Park Marina Drive, wow.
Yeah, that's where it started. It was a function of the Reading Chamber of Commerce put on by the first parade committee, and the head of that committee was Bonnie Sharp. And she was
really good friends of ours.
Yes. And she was the lady that was the spearhead behind the first Christmas parade. After a few years, we moved it downtown because that's the place it ought to be.
It needs to be there.
It needs to be there.
And you can sit inside places and drink warm chocolate if you want to.
That's
right. Or you can be right out on the parade route, which is, you know, and people get out there early.
Yep.
It's, you know, it's a great time.
No, it's a fun time. And we have, like I said, 106 entries this year, which is just about right. We have entries. We have about six different bands. And we have many, many floats. Every year we get more and more people who put floats together.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to decorate a big flatbed truck when it goes down the street with all those lights on. It doesn't look like a flatbed truck anymore. Looks like something that came out of Magic Land.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing. Anyway, we have a lot of that. We don't have a lot of horses because it's nighttime, and the horses don't like the nighttime, apparently. But we do have a few. And it's always nice.
It's nighttime and flashing lights.
Yeah,
and
I guess they don't like that too much.
Safety is more important.
And, of course, the rodeo parade, that's where you display all the horses.
Oh, we're talking horses.
We're talking horses.
And the pooper scoopers there. Yeah. The heroes of the parade.
That's right. We don't have to worry about that since we don't have many.
What organization has had the longest running float?
That's a good question.
Can I throw you a curve?
Threw me a curve. Let me think about that
a little
bit.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Go on to something else. But,
yep.
You know, one who's been with us, you know, a really long time, because You've been with it for 30 years. I bet there's somebody who's been out there a long
time. Well, I will tell you, the Buckeye Cuties have been in that parade for many, many years.
Oh, okay.
You know, I can't remember when they weren't in the parade, to tell you the truth. It's been so long. But we've had the Asphalt Cowboys are in our parade, and we sometimes, if we can...
Oh, yeah.
Cobbled together a float, we're in their parade. But
Asphalt Cowboys. Yeah, not only that, they have a tent that's a happy tent.
Oh, yeah.
Asphalt Cowboys have
a
happy tent down there someplace. I mean, they're always happy going in and out of that tent.
We have a group. The lady's name is Johanna Trinneri, and she's been in that parade. She and her family, she's got a very large family, been in that parade for many, many years. Unfortunately, she's not in this year's parade. We're going to miss her, and we're going to try to get her back next year. But that's one of the floats. And, of course, the Harley group.
Oh, I was just thinking that. Yeah. The Harley group comes in there. They
Harley
are.
Group.
They come in heavy.
Yep, and they
look like they're loaded up for Pasadena.
They want to win. They want to win that trophy.
In fact, when they didn't win, I think they were upset.
They were. And they told us.
Yeah. They said, wait a minute. Nobody was better than us. And then, next thing you know, there's fights out there among the judges. I'm just kidding.
We hide the judges so that nobody knows where they are. Well, that's not true. They're right out in front at the reviewing stand, so you can't miss
them. Well, I tell you what, everybody. If you want to have just a great time, let's
come
go
to the parade.
Just come to the 2000, any of the Christmas. But it's the 2012 Reading Trade Club Lighted Christmas Parade. It's going to be this Saturday. It begins at
6 o'clock.
On the dot.
Rain or dark.
Let me tell you where it's going to be. If for somehow you don't know where this is going to be, it's going to go down. It's going to start at
Tehama in California.
Tehama in California. I just have to turn the page around four times. Tehama in California. It's going to head down toward Sacramento or Placer and Sacramento Street. It's going to go to Sacramento. It's going to turn, east up toward Pine Street.
Right.
And then if it's going east, then it's going to go north on Pine.
On Pine. To Yuba Street.
So anywhere along California and Tehama, at the corner of California and Tehama, all the way down California, join Linda and I at, we're going to be at the corner of Sacramento and California, the Foundry Square. We're going to be right there. We'll probably have a tent up in case it gets damp.
In case it gets a little damp.
So come by and say hello to us. And we're going to be announcing. And then what a great night for everybody. One last thing.
Get there early because they shut the streets down at 5 o'clock. They barricade the streets. If you're coming from the south and you want to get to the north side, better get there before 5 o'clock or you can't get there. So if you're coming from the north and you want to come to the south side, you better get there before 5 o'clock.
Okay.
At 5, they barricade.
They barricade everything. So get down and people can bring your chairs.
Bring your rugs. And
that's it. Your umbrellas if you need it.
Warm clothes.
Warm stuff. And there's plenty of places to get things to drink.
Absolutely. Yep.
Urban Fust.
Thank you.
Been with this since the beginning.
Absolutely.
And again, shout out to Bonnie Sharp because you know what? She is such a booster of Reading.
Oh, she was for many, many years.
What a wonderful lady.
She still is, actually.
She's down there at that welcome place.
Right. She was there for many years. She was at the Chamber of Commerce for many years. She started this parade.
I tell you what, we can't say enough about that to her, and I know she's listening.
I forgot to mention,
sure,
our Grand Marshal this year is former Senator Maurice Johannesson.
You know what? Of course.
Yep.
And a man that should be honored.
Right.
Maurice
Johannesson. A veterans advocate, and he's done a lot for veterans, and we honor him.
We do honor him.
Being the Grand Marshal.
There. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Lundebot, Free Fire Radio. 7:54 in the morning. We'll be right back.
The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Give a garden. You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garden. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, in our next hour, we got Lieutenant General Frank Labute. Lieutenant General Frank Labute, United States Marine Corps retired. This man has had a career that's unbelievable, including working for Homeland Security. He was in the working for the New York Police Department, in charge of their counterterrorism unit after, of course, 9/11. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 wonderful caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light, housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, personal care. All background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded and insured. And you can't ask for more than that. Call Sharon to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 226-8350. That's 226-8350. You know, the difference between keeping somebody at home and having them go into some kind of institution could be just somebody coming by a couple of days a week. So, give Home Helpers a call. 226-8350. All right. Did I talk about Dr. Pam Jensen? Did I talk about it out loud?
I think the chat room discussed it, and you may have mentioned it in passing, but you didn't go into any detail about the in-depth news.
Well, if you remember when she was on our show, we talked about what it cost her. It cost her over $50,000 because she was told by Rick Simon, and this is what she says, by Rick Simon don't worry about it. You're going to get your business permit. And so she upgraded everything. And then at the last minute, Russ Maul turns her down. I talked to Russ Maul, and I said, what happened here, Russ? And he says, well, she should have never been given permission to do that. Well, maybe she shouldn't have, but she did, and she spent all this money. Well, it was bad enough, so then she moved from Palo Cedro to Bella Vista. And in between, because she was trying to move offices, they put a lien against her old office saying we don't have a permit. And then the only way to get that lien removed was either wait 6 months or pay them, $150 to come out for a special inspection to show that she's not in there. You know, again, the county. But this time she was talking about, where was that part in the article? Where was that part that Elena Shulman did, where she gets in the depth about other people and on, you know, about how, you know, but this one is Miniturn saying, oh no, she just needs a permit. Oh gosh, no, that's not bad. Oh, Rushmore. Oh no, you know, we just do these things. What about the bottom line on this thing? She just wanted to put a driveway in there into her property. And she says, where do all of our taxes go? How come they aren't doing this? Well, that's a good question. The next question is Russ Maul supposedly is retiring. What happens next? Well, I guess we'll find out when we come back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Does Obamacare go too far covering birth control? The Supreme Court is giving new life to a religious-based challenge to the law. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern's live in Washington.
A challenge from Liberty University, a Christian school, will be reconsidered by a federal appeals court. The school sued the Obama administration, arguing the president's health care overhaul violates religious freedom primarily by requiring employers to pay for insurance that covers contraception. That argument never reached the high court because it was dismissed by a lower court as premature. But after the Supreme Court upheld the law in June, Liberty refiled. Now the Supreme Court has vacated the lower court's original judgment, Dave.
Jared, in trying to avoid the so-called fiscal cliff, looming tax hikes and spending cuts, President Obama will let his Treasury Secretary lead the way, negotiating with Republicans in Congress who are dealing with the tax issue front and center. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in D.C.
Well, at least three Republican lawmakers say they will rethink their pledges never to raise taxes if Democrats come their way on entitlement reform. Others, though, are standing firm on the pledge.
Oh, I signed it, and I absolutely believe we don't have to raise taxes now.
Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions tells Fox News there is an alternative.
We can get this country spending under control through frugal management.
And tax pledge author Grover Norquist says no Republican has yet to vote for a tax hike. They're just talking about it. Dave?
Rich, the White House is working on a long-term plan for Afghanistan, keeping up to 15,000 troops there.
Their primary job after combat operations end in December 2014 will be to provide support to the Afghan military. Also, an American counterterrorism force of less than 1,000 would continue operations throughout the region with a particular focus on Al-Qaeda.
That's Fox's Kelly Wright. We're seeing selling on Wall Street. The Dow is down 86 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
You want to give one special gift. It shows that you love what they do. It gives them cheer all through the year. You always hear, thank you.
Give a, give a, give a, give a garden. Give a, give a, give a, give a garden.
A Michigan man is now an accused killer in not one, but four murders. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has more live.
The bodies of four women, most of whom were featured on an escort website, were found in car trunks in Detroit last December. Two of them stuffed into a car that was set on fire and found on Christmas Day. James Brown of Sterling Heights, Michigan, was charged with disinterment and arson. Now he's also charged with murder. Brown's lawyer says his client is innocent. However, he may have incriminated himself in statements made to police, and he's going to try to suppress the videotaped interview. Dave?
Jennifer, two Walmart workers are suspended with pay in Georgia, but a security contractor will no longer work at a store near Atlanta, where the three confronted a man shoplifting DVD players over the weekend. They fought him in the parking lot, and he later died at a hospital. It is Cyber Monday.
Cyber Monday, I'm going to be shopping. I'll have money by then.
Yeah, it's expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. They're back rolling and rocking.
Stones on stage here in London for 2.5 hours, marking half a century since their first concert. Hey, hey, you, you, you're over my class. Former former members Bill Wyman and Mick Taylor made guest appearances, but the thrills didn't come cheap. Tickets started at $170.
Amazing. I came all the way from Australia.
Pretty special. It's not very often you get to see something like that.
The Stones play another show here on Thursday before concerts across the pond next month. But one big track was missing last night. Satisfaction dropped from the set list because of local late-night noise restrictions. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Oh, the joyful sound of Christmas. That's the truck delivering the Christmas tree to Capitol Hill in Washington. It comes from Colorado. It's 65 feet tall. It'll be decorated with some 5,000 ornaments before being lit December 4th. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, the Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning on November the 26th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. A lot of people in our chat room here today. It's going to be a nice day, 53 degrees right now, and it's going to be sunny today. Later on this week, it's going to be rainy. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. We'll get some more into that. But let's go right now to our Wells Fargo advisors. Susan Eastman, good morning, Susan.
Happy Monday to you, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Well, stocks have been under pressure since the opening bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 95 points at 12,914. The S&P 500 is off 9 points at 1399. The NASDAQ Composite is down 10 points at 2956. Active stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, J.P. Morgan Chase, off 76 cents at $40.33 per share. Coca-Cola down 26 cents at $37.67. Macy's off $1.40, trading at $40.33 as well. Local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 34 cents at $69.85. Pacific Gas and Electric, positive 64 cents at $40.79 per share. AT&T down 40 cents at $33.96. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.65%, and the 30-year bond is 2.79%. For commodities, gold is down $2.10 an ounce at $1,749. Silver's off 7 cents at $34. Crude oil trading down 63 cents at $87 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. We listen to our friends down at Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Head on down to Park Marina Drive and stop in and see them, or give them a call at 743-7561. It's tough out there at Wall Street. Let Susan and Chris and Josh and Kathy help you work your way through that woods. All right, let's go to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Elizabeth. You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. And yourself?
Oh, it's good. You know, I don't know if you heard, but in the course of the giant tree story, there's a bear in the back of my house. It's in the Christmas tree we brought home.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh,
you know what? I may need help. I may need all of the tea party to come over and help me get it into the backyard.
Well, maybe we'll talk about that tonight. We will put you on the agenda, Carl.
It'll be too late. By that time, I will have it done.
We'll put you on the bear rescue alert. Hey, so anyway, I wanted to encourage people to come out tonight. We meet at 6 o'clock at the Bonneview Baptist Church at 2570 South Bonneview Road, and we're going to be talking a lot about local politics, but one of the things in particular that we're going to be discussing and assisting people with will be all the information about this new fire fee, which actually is an illegal tax, but we'll be talking about how to appeal that fire bill and what's coming down the pike with additional fire bills in the next few months.
So you see this thing is going to spread then, obviously. The fire tax is going to spread.
Know, if you're one of the 800,000 plus California citizens that are going to be receiving a bill from the Board of Equalization for this fire fee, The first one is arriving in people's mailboxes in Shasta County.
Oh, people have gotten, people have talked about them. Irvin Fusco was on today. He's got one today.
Yeah, and they're just coming in.
Yeah.
It's for 2011, 2012. The bill for 2012 will be about March, and then the bill for 2013 will be next fall. So in less than 12 months, these folks will be, a lot of us will be receiving three bills.
So three bills for $150 minimum.
Assuming they keep it at 150.
Yeah, but I mean a minimum of three bills,
yes,
of 150 if they keep it 150.
Yes.
Okay, wait till next year when they say, you know what, we're keeping the, we're doing this for a house, but gosh, you know what, if there's a barn out there, we have to put that fire out too. Let's just charge them all $50
for that. And not only that, but what about the fact that Cal Fire frequently assists local fire departments within the city limits? So when will it spread
yeah.
into
Hey, George Runner of the Board of Equalization, who is, you know, one of the four members on that thing, was on the show last week and just and said, this is totally wrong.
It is.
And
it
so
is.
Anyway. Okay, so that's tonight. Tell us
yes.
again where, because we got to run.
6 o'clock, 2570 South Bonneview Road, Destined Fellowship Church.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Elizabeth.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You bet. All right. You know, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, our guest is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, United States Marine Corps, retired. The general has a storied career. We're going to be talking to him about what his past assignments when dealing with counterterrorism and cyber terrorism and what he sees for the future here in our country. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lundebach. 8:14 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee at Espresso Joe's, best tobacco prices in town. Been in business for 30 years, and Joe and Shelley have done a tremendous amount for our community. Veterans get discounts there. They support our community in so many endeavors. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our next guest is, we're very fortunate to have Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, a retired United States Marine Corps, who also served as the head of the New York City Police Department's Counterterrorism Bureau, the Deputy Police Commissioner, and oversaw the Department of Homeland Security's intelligence operations as Undersecretary for Information Analysis and Infrastructure Protection. General Labuti's military career included time spent in Vietnam, Japan, Korea, Kenya, and Somalia, among assignments within the United States in which he oversaw more than 80,000 Marines. Lieutenant General Labuti, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks, Carl. Pleasure to be with you and your audience out there.
Yeah, General Labuti and I, let me say is that my time with the general goes back to the 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit when I was fortunate enough to serve with the general when he was a colonel then. And it was a great tour for me. I hope it was for the colonel.
Well, you did a great job, Carl, and your friendship means a lot to me. I deeply appreciate the time with you today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, General. There's so many things going on in the world. And when we say, when you started working with the Homeland Security and the Counterterrorism Bureau after the terrible attacks, can you talk a little bit about when you were working with the Homeland Security about the infrastructure protection and information?
Yeah, the infrastructure protection and the domestic intelligence piece at Homeland Security was my responsibility. And from an infrastructure standpoint, one of the points I learned early on was most of the infrastructure in our country is owned and indeed controlled either wholly or partly by the private sector. So one of the key successes that people need to embrace in moving forward is the need to work with the private sector in a joint effort to try to examine their state of affairs, in other words, their strengths and weaknesses, and then together in a joint effort, private sector and government working to improve security or, as we used to say, harden the target to make it difficult for the would-be terrorists to attack and be successful.
Would you say, General, is that our strategy for hardening targets has worked? Or is that continuing,
continuing effort. It's not something that you do and believe that you fixed it sufficiently and then walk away. We're living in a time when there will be threats to our way of life in our country for many, many, many years to come. And everyone needs to be vigilant from all the federal agencies, the FBI and police departments across the country, as well as individual citizens who may see something that doesn't look right, and the worst thing they can do is continue to walk on. If the American people see things in their community that isn't right, they need to call police and report what they've seen and not worry about anything but making the call.
You know, the thing about when we talk about terrorism, in your opinion, and again, this is your opinion, that what do you see as the biggest threat to our country here in the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, domestically speaking, it's hard to dissect the key elements of national power, meaning the economy as well as security and business and education and all of that. But when you ask me what might be the greatest threat, without being too philosophical, I'd say complacency that everything is good to go in our country and we don't need to be terribly worried. My point is the U.S. is threatened from outside the country, that is internationally, and it's threatened inside the country in terms of any potential discord that may result from people that are terribly unhappy with their current situation. Also, I would add that I believe there are probably informants or sleeper cells across the country that are not particularly supportive of the American way, whether they're terrorist groups quasi-terrorist groups or just people that are unhappy with the way this country is operating, I think they create a great, great threat to us.
We have not, we have not seen, at least in my memory here, we have not seen a large terrorist attack, a real successful one since 9/11. I know that there have been a number of people arrested for plots and all this, but you, as many other people and people that are in the position to know this, truly believe that they are out there, and complacency then can lead to another debacle like we had on 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, the key to success is that all agencies, federal and local and state, need to be on watch, and I mean constantly on watch. There are real professionals out there in all the agencies, and they're working very hard to detect and identify potential actions. Again, the American people just need to be savvy to that and to be supportive of that. But I'm very confident, just based on my experience with NYPD and Commissioner Ray Kelly and all of the troops there and their intelligence agency, that they're doing everything they can inside the law, that is, adhering to the law, to ensure that they protect the citizens of our country.
Okay, sir. We've got to take a quick break here. And when we come back, our guest, of course, is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, United States Marine Corps, retired. He's been in charge of many of the counterterrorist activities in New York City and then infrastructure protection. When we come back, I want to talk about cyber warfare. We'll be right back. Carl and Lindabot, Free Fire Radio.
When I think holiday season, I think big meant win big. At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins of bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, retired Marine Corps Lieutenant General, who has been the New York Police Department's Counterterrorism Bureau Chief, Deputy Police Commissioner, and oversaw the Department of Homeland Security's intelligence operations as Undersecretary for Information Analysis and Infrastructure Protection. He had a stellar career in the Marine Corps. Lieutenant General should have been made the Commandant of the Marine Corps, in my humble opinion. Welcome aboard, General.
Thanks, Carl. Very kind.
You should have.
Deserve all of that.
Oh, you know what? You know,
thank
sir,
you.
Silver Stars, three Purple Hearts. I mean, come on. You were, you know, everybody that's ever served with you, you were the man.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you, the credit for any success I had goes to the staff and the troops in particular. They were the guys that made it work. I was just privileged to lead them. I know that may sound corny, but that's the truth.
No, that is the truth, because I've known you a long time, and that's exactly how you feel. But I want to talk about the military on our other side of our break on the next half hour. You know, cyber warfare seems to, seems to have come to the United States in several instances. Some, they say they can track back to China. Others are hacking into it. We lost our communications because a fiber optic cable up here was cut down in, right outside of San Francisco, and for 18 hours. All telephone and cable communications was cut off if you were a charter customer. Do you see this as a huge, is this something that we really need to be concerned about?
Very concerned about. Yeah, I mentioned earlier when you asked me sort of what keeps me up at night, one of them is complacency. The other one, broadly speaking, functionally speaking, is cybersecurity and, I can't say enough for the requirement on the part of local as well as state and federal folks to look at their own vulnerabilities, work with the federal guys in analyzing their shortfalls, apply for grants, get money, and fix the cybersecurity issues locally to include backup systems. Cybersecurity is huge. It's holistic. It is, in military terms, your command and control. And quite frankly, the cybersecurity piece, if not dealt with properly at every level of government, including local, small towns and small cities as well as large areas, is really our Achilles heel. It really is. You lose control. And you lose the ability to act in a crisis and to deal with situations that are catastrophic, and it just makes the situation all that much worse. So the cyber piece is huge.
Are we? Is there enough? You feel? Do you feel like there's enough attention being paid to it by the government?
Let me just say, when I was at Homeland Security, it was my opinion that there was not sufficient attention brought to cybersecurity, and specifically I mean bringing, again, the civilian sector, all the telephone, telegraph, internet systems together with the leadership of these companies and talking with the federal guys to try to discern what needs to be done to protect our systems and provide redundancy to these systems. It may or may not have improved over the time I left Homeland Security in 2000, but it is indeed a major challenge to the security of our nation.
Well, you know, that's the thing, too, is that to have the government and private industry work together here doesn't necessarily mean the government is imposing all these, nefarious checks on everybody's freedoms. But if we don't have a redundant system, then when things end, it does us no good for an emergency. And we've had several, natural emergencies here lately. So if somebody really wants to come after us, like we know right out here in the city, and I'm not going to even get close to mentioning where it is, we have a switching station which has all types of fiber optics in there, and it's not guarded, and it's out there 24 hours a day just for anybody to take out.
Yeah, well, that's a good example of what I'm talking about at the local level, Carl. Community leaders, starting with the mayors of these cities and their police departments and their joint terrorist task forces across the country, need to look real hard, very diligently examine where these stations and locations are that, if interrupted or destroyed, would be catastrophic for the community, and then take action. You know, and I'm not suggesting we bring in the National Guard or the 1st Marine Division to circle the facility, but smart people can figure out ways to do this, and I think there needs to be a strong effort going forward to do exactly that.
Well, I think it is, and the you know, the one part that you know that concerns me again is that it's, if somebody can come in and if just one of the things they could do is to hack into the financial system of the United States, even though I'm sure there must be 1,000 safeguards. Once they do that, it could have a profound effect on our future.
Absolutely, that's why I say the cyber piece is huge. It's holistic. It touches every aspect of our lives, and broadly speaking, the military as well. So it's a big issue.
Well, you know what? So speaking of the military, we've got to take a break here in about 30 seconds for the news. General, I want to come back, and I want to get your thoughts on the military. And this has been your life for so long, and I know you're still connected in there. What you think, what your thoughts are here on the future of the military? We got sequestration coming here that could have a huge impact. The wars are winding down. China's launching aircraft carriers. We're not doing that. So just kind of your thoughts on what the future could look like for our military.
Okay, Carl. Happy to do it.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Fox News Radio, I'm Sal Chiangresso. A new court challenge to Obamacare by Liberty University.
The Christian College objects to the health care law on religious grounds, but that challenge was thrown out by a federal appeals court in Virginia. The judges ruled the lawsuit was premature and never dealt with the religious merits. The U.S. Supreme Court, in light of its own health care ruling, is now ordering the federal court to rehear Liberty's case.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern. Some key Republican lawmakers will consider breaking a promise to oppose higher tax rates to avoid the fiscal cliff of overall tax hikes and steep spending cuts.
Two Republican senators now say they'll renounce that pledge if Democrats get serious about entitlement reform.
But there are other sticking points.
The immediate disagreement whether to do just a short-term deal and let the new Congress address long-term tax reform or tackle the big issues right now.
Fox Radio's Rich Johnson. Fox News. We report, you decide.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure. but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Redding, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, 8:35 in the morning, November the 26th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our guest, Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, United States Marine Corps, retired. You know, we've been talking about his life after the service when he was working in New York City as head of their counterterrorism units and homeland security and infrastructure. We've been talking about cyber warfare, cyber attacks, infrastructure protection. But now let's go into our military side here. Welcome back, General Labuti.
Thanks, Carl. Glad to be with you.
Well, you know, General Labuti was a lieutenant general in the Marine Corps, and he commanded units from platoons all the way up to Pacific Command, over 80,000 troops and sailors, men and women. Sir, the military has been in a fight for over 10 years, and it's starting to wind down. What do you see the condition of our military right now?
I think the overall condition is excellent. It's not to say we haven't had our problems with post-traumatic stress disorder and the results of all of that, but overall, the troops have never performed better. It's a ready fighting force. There's been tremendous experience gained by NCOs and junior officers who will become leaders in the services tomorrow at high levels, and I'm very, very confident and delighted with their performance, and I know they'll do a great job moving forward. The broader concerns I have, the military strategy and how it fits national strategy relative to war plans, contingency plans, and dealing with areas in the world that are unstable or will become unstable for a variety of reasons.
Do you see in the Middle East right now that, of course, Israel just got into a shooting match over there in the Gaza Strip? Do you see the Middle East a continuous area of turmoil?
Yes, I do. Part of it is geopolitical in nature. Part of it is longstanding ethnic and cultural divides, and also economics. But when you look at the Middle East, you've got to look broadly at the region and not solely focus on the issues that concern and deal with the Israeli-Palestinian issue. It's much broader than that. It covers the entire Middle East and the region overall, extending its shadows to the Central Command area of responsibility as well. So there's no easy fix to any of these current problems. They've been longstanding, and with the Arab Spring, hope fostered itself in terms of seeing and hoping for a democratic approach towards governance. I think the court is still out on that, particularly in terms of Egypt. But the bottom line is that's going to be a dangerous area for a long, long time to come. And it needs both security, diplomatic, and economic efforts to stabilize the area.
We just saw one of our carrier battle groups have to leave that region because of mechanical problems. Do you see this as a problem for the future? Are we going to keep on having more mechanical problems because of the high rate of deployments? Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm an infantry guy, not a technician, and not a high-speed IT guy either, as you know, Carl. But, you know, we've been fighting the fight for many, many years, and not to take away from the point I made earlier, the troops are magnificent and doing a great job and have done a great job and have sacrificed tremendously, as have their families. But you get to a point where the force may get tired, not only the individuals, but the equipment. And part of the challenge for all the service chiefs is going to be bringing the troops home and then dealing with replacement of vehicles, helicopters, and other major lines of equipment, which is going to cost lots of money. So there's a budgetary concern there as well. I don't see that carrier battle group leaving because of mechanical problems that in and of itself is a center of gravity relative to security. I just see it as, you know, that's the way it is. The Navy in particular has got tremendous strength and flexibility, and I'm sure they'll take appropriate action either with a replacement effort or get that carrier battle group fixed and put them on spot again if that's part of the strategy or the operational art. I'm not sure. I'm not really connected with any of that, Carl.
Okay, sir. But that gave a good answer to it, especially the fact that, you know, there is wear and tear. I mean, it can't be anything but wear and tear, you know, on all of us after 10 or 11 years of battle.
These are guys who have made, you know, 3, 4, and 5 deployments
into
a combat zone. That's, again, part of the challenge we have in taking care of our troops and their families when these young folks come back and reintegrate into life. I hate to say barracks life, but, you know, work here in the United States. There is indeed a serious adjustment that must be effected. And I'm confident the services are quite aware of this and are doing the best they can. The other issue, which you didn't raise with me, but it is part of the challenge in moving ahead, and that is the reduction of large forces in the Army and Marine Corps in particular, and how that affects our ability as a striking force and our ability to deal with what I identified earlier as areas of the world that are unstable. And that, I don't know the answer to that. I only know that the military strategy had best have an option that deals with supporting crisis areas that are in our U.S. interest.
Yes, sir. Hey, sir, we're going to take a quick break here. We've got people on the line that want to ask you a question. And so as soon as we come back, we're going to bring John on, and I know he's got questions for you. Our guest is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, United States Marine Corps, retired, a true example of a military hero. We'll be right back. Carl on the bot.
Redding's favorite way to kick off the holiday season returns to the Cascade Theater Thanksgiving weekend with a Cascade Christmas. Expect a brand new show filled with spectacular dancing and singing, adorable costumes, and heartwarming moments. A Cascade Christmas. It's full of surprises and affordable for the whole family. Opening Thanksgiving weekend through December 1st with evening and matinee shows. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. 8:45 in the morning, November the 26th. Carl on the bot, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Our Reading Crown Motors guys. They take great pleasure in giving you the very best buy, the very best deal on your selection of a used car, new car, truck, SUV, car, anything. They've got it. They take great pride in the vehicles, but they also take great pride in the service they provide. That's Reading Crown Motors down at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. Our guest, Lieutenant General Frank Labuda, United States Marine Corps, retired. A storied career, commanding at one time over 80,000 Marines and sailors. We're talking about the military, and we're talking about the future of the military. We also have a caller on the phone. So welcome back, General Labuda.
Sir.
You're living in Huntsville, Alabama, sir.
Yes, I am.
I was surprised to hear that until you explained to me that it's like the epicenter of everything that's going on.
Well, it's the second largest research park in the country. It's a great place to raise a family. It's North Alabama, very close to Tennessee. It gives me a chance to visit my kids in both Atlanta and in Tennessee, about 100 miles away. So it's a good place. And I came here after Homeland Security because I was offered a job to run a small company. And I did that for 3 years. And my family and I really like it here.
Well, that's great, sir. Hey, sir, we've got a phone caller. John, good morning. Do you have a question for the general?
Good morning, Carl. Yes, I do. Good morning, General Labuda. How are you today, sir?
Hey, good morning.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for all the service you've performed in all the various capacities you've done. Thanks. I know you've been an asset to this country, and we do appreciate it. Now then, can you hear me okay, General?
Yeah, very weak, John. If you could speak up, I'd appreciate it, sir.
Let me speak a little better into the speaker here. I want you to hear this because I'd like to know, do you see us continuing as the ongoing policemen of the world, and do you think China will exercise its considerable influence and become a military player in the world?
I think China's long-term view is to control Southeast Asia and Asia overall eventually. Talk about hegemony and their efforts to buttress their military as part of that scheme, as well as economic development. So I think the answer to that question is yes. They will become more muscular in every way that represents their national interest and elements of national power within their infrastructure. That's correct.
Why do you think they have stayed out of the Middle East?
I'm not sure. Maybe because they're smarter and and have a broader view relative to the outcome there in terms of fledgling democracies and the Arab Spring. I can't begin to put myself inside their head. I'm only telling you from my perspective that they probably have made choices that relate directly to being involved in a profound way as opposed to what I think they're doing, and that's probably being involved at the economic level with all aspects of what countries in the region may need that they can provide. And I can't give you more than that because, quite frankly, I don't know more than that. It's just I think they're probably
the insight,
a silent
General.
Partner
can
ready
I ask
to support
one last thing, and
their
that is,
interests
do you see
in the Middle East,
military,
but not do
our
it
at the
time, gentlemen.
Directly at this point.
Border protection
I think their major focus is
immigration and naturalization.
John,
service.
John, he yes. never heard that. He was still speaking when you started talking.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was moving away from the phone.
Okay.
My problem.
All right. We got the end of that one, General, but he has one other question.
Yeah, sure.
I'm sorry, General. I was rude there, but I was trying to stay close to the phone for you. Do you see the active military being assigned border protection to assist immigration and naturalization service when they return from the Middle East?
Good question. My first take is no, but I don't have a lot of background on any of that. I would guess that it's way beyond our mission profile. Who's to know what will happen in the future?
Certainly.
My vote, if I were still on active duty, would be no.
Thank you so much for your candor, General. I appreciate your service.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Have a
nice day. Hey, General Labuti, we're going to be we need to take our last break, and then we'll come on back. I'd like, you know, last is just kind of your ideas of things you see happening in the future. I want to talk a little bit about what you're doing right now also.
Okay.
And again, our guest is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, retired Lieutenant General and from the United States Marine Corps, who has had a storied career and has served this country in so many different ways, including Homeland Security and with the counterterrorism of efforts with the New York City Police Department. We'll be right back after these messages.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
It's Black Friday at Crown Motors. Think about it. Black Friday is known as the biggest shopping day of the year, and everyone is pushing low, low prices, including Crown Motors. Only we've extended Black Friday through Monday. Don't miss out on 4 days of low prices and very low interest rates on our complete inventory of new and used cars and trucks. Start your holidays by saving money at Crown Motors during Black Friday through Monday at Crown Motors and online at crownmotorsreading.com.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, I didn't know you played golf. How's your game?
Well, Sugar Bear, my inner bear loves golf, but my back is killing me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've hit over 1,000 golf balls today, because I'm hoping to get an invitation to play in the next tour event.
Well, buddy, I don't know if I can cure that awful slice of yours, but I do know one place where there's always a standing invitation, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
You mean Black Bear Diner?
Yep. Just like Sunday dinner at Grandma's, you're always welcome for homestyle comfort food classics at Black Bear Diner.
Mmm, that pot roast with all the fixings, a huge chicken fried steak with creamy mashed potatoes and country gravy, or maybe even some breakfast. It's served all day, you know.
Yeah, I do know. You can have anything you want, Papa Bear. Put down the driver, grab your keys, and let's go where there's always a welcome.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our Smokin' Fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Take a break from the holiday stress and laugh your Santa hat off at the Riverfront Playhouse production of Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some. Directed by Russell Platt, featuring the talents of Chris Gomez, Ian Dalzell, and Tyler Penn, this fast and funny show crams all of your favorite Christmas stories, traditions, and carols into one wild night. Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m., and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. through December 15th. Get your tickets at the Cascade Theater box office. If you can only see one Christmas show this year, why not see them all?
Free Fire Radio.
Well,
it's a target-rich environment.
Back down. No, I won't.
Yeah, we won't back down.
Back down.
Carl Underbaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by something else that doesn't back down. Redding Harley Davidson. It's not too late. It's getting about that time to buy that motorcycle for Christmas for that loved one. You know, they're going to make a great deal for you down there. Just go in and talk to Nathan or Ernie. And I tell you, go down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard. They have the latest bikes. They have, you know, the 2013 models. They are ready to sell you a motorcycle and everything that you could possibly want to go with it. Give them a call at 241-7117. If you want to experience the ride and live the dream, you got to head down to Redding Harley Davidson. Hey, our guest tomorrow, Ted Leidy, NRA instructor, retired Command Sergeant Major in the Army. We're going to be talking about concealed carry. We're going to be talking about classes. We're going to be talking about how the, as the sheriff was in here, how the big ramp up in concealed carry permits. We're going to talk about that and the rules and regulations that go along with it. But our guest right now is Lieutenant General Frank Labuti, United States Marine Corps retired. General, I can't tell you how happy I am that we got reestablished contact out here and was able to have you on the show.
Well, Carl, I appreciate it, and it's so good to be with you again. Wish I was face-to-face with you, but maybe we can make that happen in the next year.
You know what, sir? I think we'll probably be able to do that. Now, you know, sir, we got sequestration coming, which could be, you know, which could cut out another $50 million. You've already said, you know, you're concerned about the fact that I believe the number was 50,000 soldiers are going to be cut out of the Army and 25,000 Marines, of course. And then with sequestration facing us, This could be a huge year for the military.
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not familiar with the current military strategy. You know, the bottom line is that the size of the force needs to be in support of what we consider the most serious risk, large and small, and then we need to size the force appropriately. And just as important as sizing the force, the military needs to look at the capability or capacity of the force to deal with what we see as the short-term and long-term threats to the U.S.
You know,
that's being done, and I pray and hope that it is, then grit. If it's not being done, you know, my urging at the top of my heels and voice would be that the military leadership needs to stand up and tell it like it is. And then our leadership in civilian clothes needs to deal with that.
Well, that's the bottom line. You know, just quickly on this, it seems like our, you know, Petraeus, he's gotten himself embroiled in a scandal like this, a man that spent so much of his life in support of this country and defense of this country, something like that. And then John Allen, whom I know, and I'm sure you know, sir, the warrior monk, and now he's gotten involved in things. Does this surprise you?
Yeah, it does. You know, the human element plays into everything we do, and I just hope that both General Petraeus and whatever degree this thing has affected John Allen, that they repair those bruised feelings and attitude, especially with their families, and get on with life. Both gentlemen, I mean, still active duty, is doing a super job in Afghanistan, and
absolutely,
I hope he stays. And whatever review is underway. I hope that clears him and that he has a chance to continue to press on in uniform and do great things for the country. The Petraeus thing, I don't know what to say about all that.
Well, you know, sir, I think one of the things is for people that spent their lives in the military that to have something like that happen and is kind of it's almost like a surprise. I mean, nobody's perfect, but to get to that level, I think. Anyway, I hope we don't lose I hope we don't lose General Petraeus's knowledge and his skill in counterterrorism. That's for sure. So we got less than a minute left. What are you doing now?
I'm living in Huntsville, as we talked about earlier. I'm the chief operating officer for a service-disabled veteran-owned company out of New York. We are currently have applied for VA certification so that we can follow up on VA jobs and try to support the VA and also look to hire veterans as they're moving from one life to another. And we deal specifically in engineering requirements, energy efficiency operations, and I'm hoping all works out. They let me work out of my home here in Alabama when I'm in Alabama, and then I go up to New York or New Jersey or Washington.
Yeah. Sir, we've got to run. I can't thank you enough for being on the show, though. And please give your lovely wife a hello for us.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Obamacare. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
And the court has vacated a ruling from a lower court that tossed out a challenge from Liberty University. The Christian school argues the law violates religious freedom by requiring employers to cover the cost of contraception. But that argument wasn't made at the Supreme Court because that lower court decided the lawsuit was premature. In the wake of the June ruling upholding the health care law, the Supreme Court is ordering a review of Liberty's challenge. Lisa.
Jared, thanks. Congress gets back to trying to avoid the fiscal cliff beginning today with more lawmakers offering wiggle room. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
Well, at least three lawmakers have said they're poised to go back on their longtime pledges of never raising taxes if Democrats give on some of their sacred positions. But the author of the no tax hike pledge, lobbyist Grover Norquist, says those Republicans ought to consult